Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I love that song. It brings back so many memories. The Drifters, Up on the Roof, but we're playing it for a special reason. You know why. Because Quality Roofing Solutions is here, and Ben Murphy, their director of marketing, is sitting across from me. And great to see you again, Ben.
Hey, Meg. How are you today?
I'm really good. I love this weather. I just have to say, I love this weather. Cool in the mornings, lots of sunshine.
It's kind of hard to not be up on the roof.
Oh, I know. It's perfect on the roof weather. So we need to address that.
That's right.
Because you were telling me, Ben and I were chatting before we went on the air, that you had some folks that we had that big rain for a few days there.
Yeah, that's right.
And all of a sudden, we haven't had any rain.
It's been a really dry winter, Meg.
Yes, very strangely so.
Even the spring has been a little bit. But yeah, this past weekend, we saw quite a bit. Our team was very busy on Monday and Tuesday, following up with customers who had some issues over the weekend. You know, that dreaded wet spot on the ceiling might not have been appearing over the winter, but here along the Gulf Coast, we get rain, and when we get it, we get it.
We're not kidding.
Yeah, we don't play.
That's right.
Actually, I had a friend of mine text me over the weekend saying, look, man, I got something coming in. Can you guys come take a look at it?
Because you have a repair department, correct?
That's right, yeah. I think that's one thing. For those that don't know about Quality Roofing Solutions, we are, of course, a locally owned and operated roofing contractor here in Escambia County. And we have a repair division that is full service. It's not just another crew when they're not busy, they do repairs. No, it's a dedicated team that's out there helping customers. And really, when it's raining like that, that's our best time to try to diagnose, because we can see where that moisture's at. So if you've had any issues over this past rainstorm and that moisture is still going to be here for the next few days before it gets hot and dries up, now's the time to make sure you address it before we get into that dreaded H season.
Okay, well, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great team that is full of experts and happy to take your call. You can get in touch with us at 850-788-7691 or visit our website, qualityroofingsolutions.com. We have a lot of great resources there. We have an instant quote tool.
So oh, that's nice. Yeah. I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, it's really pretty cool. That's for our roof replacement customers. So if you're maybe just kind of shopping and trying to figure out what that roof replacement may be, this tool will give you a great ballpark. Now, I think one thing that I want to make sure we emphasize here is we're going to still come out there and provide that quality estimate for you. We provide this resource so you can help get a ballpark, but we are not one of the contractors that's just going to send you an online quote and you're never going to meet in person. That's not how we operate. We believe in handshakes and phone calls. So maybe we're a little bit old school that way. But again, that instant quote tool is a great resource to get an understanding of what you might be looking at. And you can also audition a couple of different options of different shingle products, as well as some of our like stone coat steel and metal products too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking with Ben Murphy, he's the director of marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions, and he's here because he is an expert on roofing, and this is the Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you've got a question, anything about roofing, possibly making some changes, possibly even questions about shingles and the type of products that they have.
And just gutters too.
Gutters too, that's right.
Yeah. If it has to do with your roof system, please call Quality Roofing. We are here to help you and figure out what solutions you need.
Okay, and this morning you can take advantage of his expertise by just texting in a question or a comment at 850-437-1620. So speaking of gutters, I guess with the rain that we had last weekend, that probably alerted some folks with their gutters were full of junk.
That's either those
oak
gutters.
Oak leaves.
Yeah, we've either had a lot of debris coming down from all the leaves falling off from the winter, or if there were no gutters present or they're failing, you probably saw some pooling water maybe by your front door, the back door. And I can tell you folks, like, well, that may be a nice temporary water feature. You don't want that to go on for too long, because it can really start to affect your foundation. And you make sure you get that water away from the house and off the roof is clutch.
Okay, so if someone was interested in having you come out and they make the call, you set up an appointment.
That's right.
And so then what is the process? How does this work?
Well, you know, we want to make that process as easy as we can for our customers. And I think one thing to mention that's really important, Megan, you touched on there, is then we make that appointment. We value your time and we respect that time. So when you're going to schedule a time to get an estimate with our team, we're going to go ahead and put a time on the calendar and make sure we have a representative that can be there around your schedule. That's, of course, Monday through Friday, but we understand people work on the weekends. We have weekend appointments available as well.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I would love to be able to make that decision, I need to make that decision with my wife, and I want to make sure that she's there with me. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes weekends, the only time that can happen.
Right.
But all that to be said, so we're going to have an estimator come out to your house, and this estimate's free, by the way. This review of your roof and see what's going on. Have an expert come out there and walk that roof. Take a look. We're not just, again, going to do a visual estimate. We're going to come out there, take a look at it. We really prefer when a homeowner is available and can be present, because all of our techs will get in the attic, do an inspection and see if they can identify anything from there. So it's really important to make sure that we provide a comprehensive estimate, and they're going to let you know if there's an issue that needs to be addressed, not only verbally, but we're going to take photos. You're going to have documentation. You're going to have that written estimate. But if your roof is fine, we love to tell customers that too. And actually, you know, that can be a really good thing. Maybe getting somebody up there to walk that roof and have an inspection before the hurricane season, your roof might be fine, but it could also let you know, hey, maybe you only got 5-6 years on this, and you can start planning it instead of being caught off guard.
Or having an emergency situation, which is always the worst.
Well, and we've talked about it on the show before. And after a hurricane, you and your closest 2,000 neighbors are trying to get a roof. You know,
unfortunately, many of us have been there.
Yeah. So. And you don't really have the luxury of picking a contractor who's going to treat your home with the same level of respect that you would.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we're talking with Ben, who is with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you have a question or a comment, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So Ben is a regular, comes in every week, and we had him on last week. You were talking about attending some events. I think there was an expo last week.
Yeah.
And isn't there another one today, too, or something?
Man, Meg, you are on top of it. Yes, right. Like a steel trap over there.
No, I've had good coffee this morning.
Ooh, well, okay, I can't complain about that either. Yeah, we've actually been really, really busy. The spring and the fall are usually our expo and trade show season, and with those, we're working with multifamily apartment complexes. So last week, we were in Mobile for the Mobile Bay Apartment Association apartment their expo, and that was a really great event.
I bet that was interesting.
It was fun. They did a back to orbit theme, so it was
back to orbit.
Yeah, so a lot of outer space kind of themes.
Oh boy.
And yeah,
it was the apartment Pensacon.
A bit. I tell you, some of these teams, they really go all out. They had some in like kind of astronaut suits, and it was fun. So that's a great event. And then today is the BuilderCon at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, which that's by the Association of Builders and Contractors here in Northwest Florida. And that's an event for commercial businesses to come together. There's going to be suppliers there. There's going to be additional vendors there. And the public's welcome. It's an opportunity to talk to these businesses if you maybe are interested in getting a project or want to get some resources. That's going to be a great thing. And we're going to have a booth there.
Oh, so, excellent. Okay. Do you know the times of the event?
Yeah. It's really actually, they did a great job on this. I'm really excited about it. The show opens at 12 and it runs till 6.
Oh, good.
So it's a nice long window. Traditionally, like the trade shows are kind of like 2 to 4, like middle of the business day.
Right.
So it's again over at the Pensacola Fairgrounds. I believe it's a $10 ticket to get in, but I think you also get entered in some drawings and things of that nature as well. So could be a great resource. And, you know, maybe if somebody's also looking for an opportunity to get a job or, you know, a career opportunity, you know, that could be a good resource. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we believe in not only our local community here, but our business community. And we're really thankful to be a part of these different associations to be able to participate in these events.
Okay. Well, that's happening today from 12 to 6 at the fairgrounds.
That's right.
I would go. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because you could get a lot of different ideas, especially if you're thinking about doing something different with your home.
That's right.
Possibly with some different type of roofing. You could come and talk to your guys there about that.
Yeah.
And then seeing all the every remodeling, so many other construction things that might be going on. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really exciting event. It's really cool to see the traction that the Association of Builders and Contractors has over here. They've been really doing a great job at getting some events going.
Okay. We're talking with Ben Murphy on Pep Talk about Quality Roofing Solutions. How many years have you all been in this area?
We are actually very proud to announce and celebrate our 20th year this year.
Wow.
Yeah, founded here in Pensacola in 2006. Brian Ward, the owner-operator, mm-hmm. I worked just down the hall from him, see him just about every day, and thankful for the organization he's built. He's built a great team, and we're happy to serve. I'm also pretty excited to share, Meg, we rolled over 1,800 Google reviews.
Whoa.
For all of our collective Google business profiles.
Wow.
So we surf throughout the handle here. So
right.
Pensacola.
What is your area?
We go from Mobile Bay, like I was saying earlier. So uh-huh. we do some work in Alabama and Daphne, things of that nature. But really, the Florida state line, all the way through to Funiac, out into Walton County.
Okay. So all the way to Walton. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just about to Panama City.
Okay.
We're starting to get out that way more often as well, especially folks having some of that effect for post Michael now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been what, 7 years?
Yes.
Eight years. Because wow. I was 18.
Gosh,
I know.
Time. Wow.
So,
amazing.
Yeah, we've got a really big service area, but just rolled over 1,800 Google reviews with a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
That's pretty incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you to our customers who give us the opportunity to serve them and for them to leave the feedback. It's mm-hmm. very vital.
Well, when we talk about roofing in a project like that, it for most homeowners, probably they do it, once every 10 to 15 years,
yep.
may not have a lot of experience with it, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. You get the letter from the insurance company. We've been talking a lot about that lately.
That's right.
But what are the steps, and then how long would it take if I know that we're coming into the season June 1st, so do I have time to do it now? I mean, is it going to be weeks and weeks and weeks, or how does that work?
That's a great question, and I think that's a big misconception in terms of that timeline. Our team is able to not only get out and get that estimate, typically within 48 hours at max.
That quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because lately I've been calling to get appointments for things, and it turns out, we can get you in September.
Or you're waiting 48 hours for a callback?
Correct. Yes, mm-mm. exactly.
Yeah, that's not... We're going to answer
that. Operators are busy right now. We'll call you back.
Yeah, I like when they ask you, please call back at a time that's less busy for us. But that timeline, that's a big part. A roofing project really can be executed within 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's some outside variables, inspections, permitting, things, materials that can come into play and adjust that timeline. But on average, we see about 2 to 3 weeks from assigning to a full replacement.
Wow, that's pretty quick.
Absolutely. And, you know, we would hate for a customer to lose insurance coverage by the end of the month
mm-hmm.
if they don't get that roof replaced. And there's been a few instances where we've even expedited that timeline.
Wow,
to be able to,
quick.
I mean, we're here to serve. So,
okay.
You know, it is one of those things that a customer hopefully is not having to buy a roof many times over
mm-hmm.
and over. And so we really want to make sure we're providing a quality experience every step of the way. So that not only you know that you're getting that contractor who's going to be here and you trust, but it's an experience you remember and,
mm-hmm.
and you've got somebody you can trust every step of the way.
So what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you?
I would say call our team here locally. They are a fantastic group of experts, 850-788-7691, or visit our website, qualityroofingsolutions.com. We have a lot of great resources there. I would also encourage you check out our Google profiles if you want to see some team photos, read some of our reviews. Mm-hmm. We've got a great group of team members aboard, and happy to take care of you in any way we can.
Well, you're going to appreciate this, Ben, because when I drive around Pensacola now, I can't help it. I've started noticing roofs.
And it's making me proud. I got a tear.
I know. So I'm looking at the shingles. I look at the different colors. And I was thinking of you this week because I actually saw this house. It looked like someone had taken a big piece of metal and just put the whole thing in one piece on the top of this house.
Interesting.
And it was very slick looking. Like it did not look like it was in pieces, you know?
Interesting. So like almost like
a solid metal roof. And I thought, and it was on an older home. And I thought, this is really interesting. But when you stay on top of these things, are you seeing trends now because this area is very different. I know the beach is different from the north end of the county, of course. But are you noticing trends for homes in terms of roofing? And also a question, too, about the quality of the shingles. There must be a lot of research that's been done, a lot of technical changes over the years, from back 20 years ago even.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not only it's technology change within the shingle itself or, you know, metal roof systems, they've got a lot of the stone coated steel, which can give you that shingle look, but the benefits of metal. So there's a lot there. And then there's also code changes that come along as well. You know, a lot of people older three tab shingles, which are still okay, but certainly don't have that level of wind rating that a architectural shingle, which is primarily all we install anymore. That's our standard. I'm using my air quotes, folks.
I know. We get the visual going on. Yeah, we're describing things.
That's our standard shingle. And I also want to drill down into something you said about the quality of that shingle. Mm-hmm. Not all shingles are the same. There's different manufacturers of shingles, just like there's different.
It's a whole world I don't know anything about.
Holy smokes, Meg.
So, like, and I know that there's constant changes now, but talk a bit about that, because someone may be listening and thinking, okay, this is just too overwhelming for me.
Absolutely. That's really making sure that you not only know the product that is going on your home, but you know the contractor that's installing it. And there's even some nuance in that. We primarily utilize CertainTeed brand shingles. We have found that they have some of the best warranty here along the Gulf Coast, especially since their warranty is not void when a named storm is in the Gulf, which some shingle manufacturers will void their warranty if there's a named storm.
Really?
I mean, that's a big risk to take as a homeowner here on the Gulf Coast. Additionally, again, with certainty, because of the amount of roofs that we are replacing, they actually have extended, and we have a higher level of warranty available with certainty because they...
You have a warranty program.
Yeah, that's right. We have a 10-year workmanship warranty, and then that certainty warranty is also 10 years. Mm-hmm. So you've got the manufacturer saying we're going to cover anything in case the shingle fails. And then you've got the contractor also saying, well, if there's anything related to the labor, it's covered on our end. So
that's great.
I mean, that's huge peace of mind. Mm-hmm. And then, as I was saying, because of that Shingle Master Select designation we have with CertainTeed, we can actually offer up to, I think it's a 30 or a 50-year warranty on some of these products, which is just incredible.
Okay. I've got a question that just came in on the text line. Are metal roofs better than the old shingles? That's kind of a tough one.
It's a bit subjective, and I'll say there are situations where a shingle roof may have better benefits over a metal roof and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of metal roofs along the beach, the Gulf, because
I've noticed it driving down 98 or 38. I'll see, you know, it looks like it seems to be more on the newer homes.
That's right. A bit more resilience. Mm-hmm. You're standing up to that salt air, just less exposure for wood, things of that nature. And there's some considerations, though. With that metal roof, you're also going to, you know, hear the rain a lot more. And there's going to be some of those trade-offs, if you will. Now, of course, insulation and those style of roof matters to a degree, of course. But the wind ratings and things of that nature are very comparable. I think it's also important to mention with metal roofs, there's some different styles of metal roofs. Exposed fastener, which has actual fasteners that are drilled into the deck, or you have a standing seam where that fastener is covered up and it isn't exposed. So the standing seam style is the one I would certainly recommend if somebody's interested, because it has just the most long-term benefits. But again, our architectural shingle with CertainTeed, even our standard landmark series is, I don't even want to say standard, it's certainly above, far above a builder grade. And then there's additional options you can upgrade with the shingles too.
Okay, so how do I find to select this shingle? Is there a showroom to go to, or is there someplace that somebody can talk to you about that and show me what my options are?
And we can do either way, Meg. It's up to you. It's up to our customer. So, of course, we want to come out and see you at your home so we can understand, well, you know, what you got going on, what you're looking for. And we can our reps have samples available, but we also do have a showroom here in Pensacola. We're right off of West Herman Avenue and 110. And we've got a team there that is able to walk you through and provide you with different shingle samples. We have sample boards that you can take home, you know, put up against your house so you can get an idea. So you're not just trying to guess inside of a showroom what it might look like. You can touch them, feel them. Compare apples to oranges. So I would definitely encourage people to check it out. It's a really nice showroom.
Okay. We've got another question. If you've got a question for Ben, there's still some time left at 850-437-1620. One of our listeners is asking, can you put a metal roof on top of an existing shingle roof to help reduce the sound? That's an interesting
idea. That is an interesting question. I would yes, you can, and we've done where we've done.
I have no idea. This is out of my wheelhouse.
I think there were probably more cost-effective and better ways to do that, either with insulation methods, and I would certainly want to lean to my production team and my estimators to give a more technical answer, but I would think there are probably more cost-effective ways. And then the other thing about if you're just drilling metal into shingles, once you come for removal, you're going to have two levels of removal,
right,
if you will.
Right.
So,
interesting.
It probably could be done, but there are probably better ways to achieve the same goal.
Okay. So they need to give you guys a call.
I think that's the right answer. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Love to come out and take a look or answer any of those questions. We have an incredibly knowledgeable team that is here to be a resource for you.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, talking with Ben Murphy from Quality Roofing Solutions. Just a couple minutes left, Ben. Anything that we haven't touched on today that you'd like to mention before we go?
I just want to give a shout out to some of our team members. I'm proud of all of our team, but Trey and Jesse on our gutters team have been doing absolutely fantastic work. Jordan, Daniel, Mel, Spencer, our repair guys, I know they are staying very busy and sometimes working some long days. And I just want to give those guys a shout out and say thank you for all you do. If, again, a customer or anybody in our audience is worried about what they might have going on with their roof, I would definitely encourage you to reach out to our team. We're a group of incredibly friendly people who are here to help. At the core of everything we do, it's serving our customer.
Well, I like the idea that they can come out and take a look and do an kind of an inspection and consultation and give you a quote.
That's right.
So that you don't have to commit right away, and that is a free consultation.
That's a free estimate. Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that we think is very important. And, again, if there's nothing wrong, we're happy to give you that information, but we want you to be proactive and make sure that it's – of course, it's important to have a nice roof, but we're really in the business of making sure we protect what's inside that.
Well, the season that we don't like to talk about is coming June 1st.
I hear.
So right now we're at May 14th today. So that means that you have plenty of time, actually, to get a new roof on your home.
That's right. If you have any questions about your roof or you're not sure what's going on, give our team a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We'd love to help you out any way we can. Okay. Meg, it's always a pleasure.
You too, Ben.
I hope you have a quality day.
You too. Have a quality day. This is Pep Talk. Ben Murphy and Quality Roofing Solutions.